بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. The topic that we are gonna have a discussion, actually a concise discussion on that during this probably like 15 classes, is about the self-building. That it is a kind of introduction to the Islamic spirituality. The topic is clear that literally it means that to build ourselves. But because of the some concepts here that needs to some of the definitions and discussion around that, so we choose this the same self-building, and inshallah during the discussion we gonna have this explanation about that. Personally, just to reach me, this is my email here, zaraan@qabas.net. During this time here, or maybe after that, if you I hope that you can read it from here, zaraan@qabas.net, and the telephone number here, 293-6010, this office here. May I just repeat it? Should I repeat it? That's right. Zaraan. This is my last name. At Qabas, Qabas dot net. I'm sorry, it's a problem of light here. Okay. And just to have a picture of the discussion, these are four sections that we have here, four or topics. It doesn't mean that we go through these sections one by one. I explain for you the method of discussion, but the topics that inshallah we going to discuss is first a kind of introduction about the relation between soul and body, and then some general ideas about the path of spiritual development, and again some means of spiritual development, how we can use it, and the barriers of this process, and how we can move through these barriers. So these are very general idea and picture of the discussion. But the method that we inshallah gonna have it here is that I try to have some questions regarding our external life every time, and I hope that you can also help me for these questions during the classes that we have. That what kind of questions we may have about our external life, about this worldly life, and then we try to use these questions and go through this question to the questions regarding our internal life. Let me give you an example to just to have the method. And for example, one of the questions that we may have for external life is that, let's say for example, how old are you? What's your age? I'm 20 years old. What does it mean? It means that this body and my birthday was, for example, 20 years old before, and now I'm 20 years old. It means that my body is 20 years old. And can we have the same questions, what how old are you, about the spiritual life, about the internal life? That how old are you? It means that how old are you in your spiritual life? And probably the answer, for example, for somebody is that, yes, I'm 40 years old regarding my body, but maybe I'm just 1 year old, 2 years old in spiritual life. So this is as a mean for and method for our discussion, to use that, because we believe that this is a very intimate relation between our external and internal life, and we can have at least we can have the external life as an example, as a tool, as a mean for to know about the our spiritual life, and how we can go through this spiritual life according to our external life. So this is just as a method, and because of this method, so the discussions and the questions that we may raise it may be different regarding the general table of content that I told you. Probably, first of all, we don't go through the path of the spiritual, and after that to go to the means and barriers. Probably we change the way, but at the last of the class, we may understand that, okay, we now understand that there is a relation between soul and body. We know about the path of a spiritual life and the means and the barriers. But before going through these questions, as a first lesson today, I have some discussions about the relation between soul and body, to know, to have the basis of these questions that I told you. What we do about our body? Before you judge, I judge it here, that this is our dear body. That nobody says that I don't like my body, I don't consider about the development of that, and whenever we think and we ask each other about the development, probably we can say that most of the questions and most of the answers are regarding the body that we have. And when I say the body, I mean in a general way our worldly affairs regarding our body and our development here. For example, even when I say body, I mean that I'm talking about the same physical development. And even if I say that, I'm talking about knowledge, that is not regarding the our body. But again, when I say that, are you, for example, do you have enough knowledge? And if you are a good, for example, physician, but don't care about the, for example, the spiritual life, so again, we are talking about the worldly affairs, and we have the same discussion here. What we do during our life, we all human beings, what we do about our body? I try to just have some steps during the life that we have about our life, about the our body, and I have here like 5 steps that we do it according to our life, and probably you can continue with that, say that no, okay, there are some more steps, and you can complete it and complete me in this discussion. But in a general view, we can say that suppose that we're gonna have a baby, and we start from that point, that a parent that waiting for a baby, they are actually waiting for a new body, new worldly affair body that they expect to have it. Here, when a mother waiting for this new baby, the parents, the most point that they are thinking about that, or maybe we can say the only point that probably in most of the cultures, the only point that they think about that, and they try to have a very complete point for that, is the very external health of this baby. Because of that, they think about the health of mother. Physically, that this is the most obvious one, And even if they think about the psychological view, that for example, they say that be careful, not mother be anxious, have a very calm atmosphere, for example, the home will be desired. When we say that, even in the psychological view, when we say that, okay, be careful about this mother, not to be anxious, it means that we are angry about the baby, not to be, for example, anxious after that, or not to have some probably disease in his body or her body. So the health of mother, considering medical principles, I'm not going here to go through all the materials that we do it about the have a very fast review of that, that when we are waiting, when we are going to have this baby, so we are careful mostly about the, nobody asks here that, for example, if you are waiting for this baby, did you think, have you ever think thought about the, for example, the future spiritual life of this baby? Actually, this is the teaching of Islam for us, and that here when we go through this Islamic spirituality, because we are in the atmosphere, because we have in a very in an environment that they taught us that we have to, inshallah, have a good baby, to be a mu'min, to a believer. Yes, these are. But I'm talking about the general cultures that we have. Let's at the time go through, go further, and let's be in a, for example, non-Islamic culture. What they think about this baby? Nobody think about the spiritual life of this, for example, one day baby that or the future baby that we're gonna have it. Mostly, probably we Muslims, we believers also think about the, when we say that we're gonna have a baby, think about that. The second step usually is happy birthday, and we have a new baby now. When you go, for example, to see the baby, you check that if the baby is healthy, for example, complete, have the hands, foot, eyes, whatever, that we are looking from the external of this body of this baby. Nobody again asks that, what kind of food, for example, have been used during the, for example, period of pregnancy, for example, of mother? Was it, let's say, health food? And in Islamic approach, was it, for example, halal? Was it haram? Was it in a way that, inshallah, in future we're gonna have a very healthy baby spiritually? No, we are happy that, alhamdulillah, if you are a believer, we say, alhamdulillah, that the baby is healthy. And we are again looking for the external life. So here, the health of mother and child is a consideration that we have. And as soon as possible, we are thinking about the vaccination. Actually, this is the same at the time of before the, but just as an example, that okay, be careful, don't forget, this is when today is, for example, time is 12th of for example July, this is the time of the vaccination, don't forget, don't put it for tomorrow, it would be late, and you know, even one, for example, 24 hours, one day, it would be, we were very anxious about that. You see the mothers, and you can ask different cultures that this is the same point. What will be done if at this time? Again, it is about this body. Don't have here a misunderstanding that we don't try to say that these things are not important. Yes, we have to have it. These are the important points that we have to be careful about that. But are these the only things that we, and what we do usually for our external life? Why here we don't go through the internal life exactly according to our external life? Just here, let's raise this question that, do we have any vaccination for spiritual life? And are we so anxious about the time of this vaccination? For example, we understand that any person should have this vaccination against, for example, this and this spiritual disease. Do we have any specific time, any calendar for any chronological time to say that, okay, we have to do it at this time, and you see that here, for example, checking up again and again to see that what we go through this step. The third step is during the health time. Usually when the baby is healthy, when the person is healthy, so we try to think about the proper food, proper clothes, proper atmosphere, to be calm, sleeping at time, and cleanliness, physical exercise, whatever that we try, you people, all our people, we do it for or healthy. That specifically if those people who are at going to be elder and elder, so they try to be more anxious about this body, that okay, I have, for example, fat, I have to be careful, I have to have this specific exercise at that time, not to be, for example. So these are the things that we are doing this during this step, that during the health time, again, we are very careful about this external and body life. And the fourth step, it doesn't mean that it is the fourth step after the third step. It is again another area of discussion, that whenever you see symptoms of disease, so even if it is very small, it is very nothing, that it is so harmful, but you and we people are worried about that. The first thing that when we see the symptoms is anxiety and fear, and if it is very harmful, so it depends on the degree of harmfulness of that. And as soon as possible, we make decision for that. That what should we do? We have to refer to the physician. We have to find the best physician, at least to understand what is the disease, and they can solve it. So the way of improving and solving the problem is again another step, that as soon as we see the symptoms of disease, so we try to solve it. And during the illness time, these are the things that we do, that refer to a physician, having necessary medicine on time, maybe preventing ourselves from harmful food and these things that are usual among the people. So you see that for this body that we have it, and these are just an examples for this very physical body. So if we try to go through maybe worldly affairs, that okay, I'm poor, I have to think about the poverty, again this is the same story, that we have to think about that. If I'm not in a good position in the society, so I'm again, I have the same problems, that I have to try to find it and have a good position. Yes, we have to think about our external life, but as a mean, as a tool, as an instrument, can we use this external life to go through the internal one, at least to raise some questions inside ourselves and say that. And here I'm telling you from this point that whatever you want to use for your soul, whatever you want to see and looking for that for your spiritual life, you have, at least we can say 90%, you have some examples during your external and bodily life. So this is very easy to find it, that what should we do? For example, the same exercise that I told you, that we have some exercise for our body. When we say that we have bodily exercise, we have physical exercise, so we can use this again for spiritual one. And when we say that for physical exercise, we have to have, for example, continuous program for that. Every time, every morning. It doesn't mean that it's not useful to have it, for example, this week, and after that, for 2-3 weeks, maybe you forget it, again you're going to start it. It is more harmful. The same can, so all these kind of examples can be sampled, can examples for using, actually there is a difference. So you may have differences between soul and body during the examples that we raise it. But at least we can have some examples and use it for that. Okay. Just to use this hadith and tradition from Imam Hassan Mujtaba, the second Imam, because it's interesting and useful and for our discussion. Okay, I skip here from the Arabic one, and the translation is that I'm so surprised that a man ponders in his food, about his food, but not in his soul. He keeps himself from inappropriate food, while his heart is completely free to improper thinking. You see, this is the same method that we surely use it from this kind of the traditions, that we can have this comparison, that these human beings in their life have so many problems, have so many try for their external life, here for food, for example. But what about the internal one? I'm so surprised that a man ponders in his food. This is not the worldly food that we eat it, but not in his thought. What he do about what he he's doing about the food? He keeps himself from inappropriate, for example, poison and any inappropriate food, while his heart, that is the place for spiritual. When we say heart, actually, we have some discussion about that. We have to have some discussion that we don't mean this bodily heart here. That the spiritual life that we have is completely free. We don't care. It's not important. Read this book. Here, and for example, attend that session. It's not important. For example, here is... No, these are not the, for example, sessions that God is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala agree with that. But we say that, okay. So why we are so careful not to eat, for example, that poison? Even don't say that poison things. Even if have some food, for example, is it from 2 days before? No, it's better not to eat it. Yeah, we are careful about our body, and we have to have this careful. We have to be careful about that. This is Islamic teaching for that. But what about the other place? What about the other area? And this comparison that I told you, that we have soul and body, is important when we have the same soul and body at the same stage. We have soul, we have body, and let's say that these are almost equal. Even if we have soul equal to body, and the body is equal to soul, no differences between that. So the reason says that, this is a rational way, that if you are careful about your body, so you have to be careful about your soul. If you are careful about your external, this worldly affairs, so you have to be careful about the other one. But is there any differences between soul and body? Just very fast review that, yes, there are some differences. And it means that we have to be more careful about our soul. Why? Because the body usually goes towards weakness. Yes, true. We have the baby and we have the development after, for example, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, let's say 40 years. But after that, again, you go through the weakness. So after that, you go to finish it, to have an expire time towards perishing, towards limitation. These are the some characteristics of our body that we have it, and you may complete it. This is just to have the clue for that. That this body, that we think about that, that we are anxious about that, at least gonna finish. And we don't have it. We won't have it, for example, let's say, I don't know how many years. You say 100 years, 1,000 years, 1 million years. I know it would be finished. Even you hear from, for example, the news that we have, some people found, for example, those bones that they have, for example, 10 million years old, that the fossils and. But anyhow, this is a limitation, and after that they finish. And even if we gonna have the, for example, this years old, that even 10 million years, but we have some limitation in that. This is a verse of the Quran, just as an example and as a clue for our limitation. I mean the last part of the verse here, that it says that, and walk not in the earth exultantly. Certainly thou wilt never tear the earth open. This is your limitation. You cannot tear it open. And the most last part, nor attain the mountains in haste. What is your haste? Whenever we have the in the forms that they ask it, if you're gonna have, for example, police and some specific jobs, that okay, what's the haste? I'm, for example, 160. Oh, really? I'm 59, for example. 1 centimeter. There is a difference. Try to be, for example, longer and longer, to have more height. But to what extent? Even I'm 2 meters, for example. Even I'm 3 meters. But nor attend the mountains in height. You have this limitation. So the body is going, even if you want to complete yourself regarding your body, you're going to eat as much as possible. You're going to have, I don't know, so many exercises. But you won't be, for example, so strong as, for example, a lion in some aspect, or another animals in another aspect. So you have this limitation. And the interesting thing is here is that we are so anxious and we are so careful and we are so thankful about the body with these characteristics that is going to finish, that is going to have this kind of limitations. But what about the soul? According to Islamic teachings, we actually maybe have some more discussions about this kind of discussion here and have some more explanations. But in a short view that we have, we see that there is a difference according to Islamic teachings between soul and body. That if this body is has so limitations here, but the soul is going towards eternity, it won't be expired forever. And it's very hard to imagine it. But I told you that even if we imagine that, for example, a body will be extended, for example, for 10 million years, I don't know, 20 million years, whatever you say. But what about these years, and what about the eternity? Can you imagine the eternity? That forever, whatever we think, still we can say, no, this soul is here. And I wrote it here that if you see here, may develop actually towards perfection. This soul, if you are careful about that, so it may go through the perfection. Yes, It go may through maybe towards not perfection, even maybe it would be worse than the body, and it would be expired in a way. But there is a possibility here, there is a potentiality for the soul to go towards the perfection and towards the infinite existence. That is mentioned in the Islamic teachings, that when we say about talking about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the human beings are going through towards Him, it means that if we try to have a proper soul, so it goes towards Allah. And what is the characteristics of the existence of Allah? That is the most complete, and that the existence that exists forever. So this soul can also be there at the same point. Okay. So we started about the our dear body, and honestly, this body is dear for us. We love it. We wanna have it in a very good position and situation. What about the soul? Is it our cheap soul, or is it expensive for us? And what is the relation that we have with the soul, with our soul? That, let's say that the soul is going to, this is the first day of our soul, and we're going to have it, the same story that we have before the body. So if we're going to have it, is it happy birthday for it? And is going to are here some parents to be thankful about this, that for example they are anxious about this, I mean that the parents here ourselves, that I as the parents of the soul, I as the person who is the should be careful about the soul, are we in this situation that we are thinking about this soul, or we leave it as a cheap one, as we don't do it surely for our body. Let's review this verse. We talked about the body and soul, and the Quran says, people, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, they know only some appearance of the worldly life. People know only some appearance of the worldly life. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِهُمْ قَافِلُونَ, and they are heedless of the hereafter. So the story of soul and body is not a thing that we say that we may make us ourselves free of that, to say that I don't care about that, I'm going to be a good person, that's enough. Even if you want to be a good person, so it means that you are going through the field of soul. So this soul should have some characteristics, as you are careful about your body. But what is the meaning of good person? This is here the meaning, the position of having deen, religion, to define for us that what is the idea of goodness and badness. Is it just, for example, to be polite? Is it a good thing? Or should we have some more behavior? These are the things that... But the verse says... The verse here confirms that, so we have two things. One is the appearance of the world that we see. For example, a human being, animals, whatever existence in this world, they have some appearance. That when we are talking about ourselves, so we have some appearance about ourselves, that is our body. But they are heedless of the hereafter. It doesn't mean that, okay, we gonna be in another area, in another, that we call it hereafter, and at that time we think about that. Okay, at that time we'll be, for example, a good people. No. At the same time that we are living, we live here in this world, so we have two things. ظاهراً من الحياة الدنيا, appearance of the world, and the hereafter. The hereafter also, again, is here. That are, do we make ourselves, for example, ready for that? One of the areas that we can have a comparison between soul and body, and inshallah we gonna have discussion on that later on, is about the sensory, about the tools of perception. That for the body we have five sensory perceptions. All you are familiar with that: seeing, listening, smelling, tasting, and touching. These are the things that. And we may have the same for soul, but we call it spiritual perception. The five spiritual perception tools. Again, as we have eyes for in a sensory perception that I can see, we have the same in a spiritual life, that I can see spiritually, I can listen spiritually, I can smell spiritually, I can taste spiritually. And the interesting thing is that we have both citations from the Quran and the Hadith about all these sensory perceptions regarding our spiritual one. So there is a comparison between soul and body in just one area. And for one example, I just brought this verse again here. For let's see, for example, here in seeing. Seeing is one perception that we have for our body. I can see, alhamdulillah, I can see. If I have some problem for that, so I go through, I refer to the doctor, and I use the glasses, and for example, I solve the problem. And so many stories about the eyes that we have it, and so many try in this world, for example, factories and shops and here doctors for this see that this is one or one of the one part of our body. But the same is in the spiritual field. Whoever is blind here will be blind in the hereafter. So blindness could be spiritual one. Probably I have alhamdulillah good eyes bodily, physically, but what about the spiritual one? And it would be clear that this is when it, the verse says that whoever is blind here, it doesn't mean that whoever is blind physically here. It's not just to say that, okay, whoever is blind here physically, so he would be blind in hereafter. It doesn't have a, we cannot accept it by from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this. It's not just to say that, okay, physically whoever is blind here, so it means that we may have some blindness, and we may ask in the form for ourselves, if we want to complete the form, that what is the degree of your eyes? We may have here the same question, and I myself can answer to that. Unfortunately, I cannot see anything. And these are the things that, for example, in the verses that, in the traditions that they say that, why you don't ponder in yourself? And pondering is worshipping. Have you heard about this kind of traditions? That whenever you think, it is kind of worshipping. It is like you are praying. So what is the meaning of pondering to be worship? This is the meaning of that. That if you think that, oh, when I want to come,